I'm Sean Power reporting. The Lamar's Area Chamber of Commerce has announced the promotion of Maggie Rechtenbaugh from part-time administrative assistant to full-time marketing and events coordinator, effective as of June 1st. According to a press release from the Chamber, the new position better aligns Chamber staff roles and responsibilities with the organization's continued growth and increasing impact within the community. In her new role, Rechtenbaugh will lead the Chamber's marketing and communication efforts, coordinate events, and support member engagement initiatives. Her responsibilities include managing newsletters, social media platforms, promotional materials, and branding efforts, while also highlighting member businesses and community stories. Erica Krohn, Executive Director of the Lamar's Area Chamber of Commerce, stated in the release that Rechtenbaugh is an incredibly important part of our team and that her passion for our community, strong organizational skills, creativity, and dedication to our members make her the perfect fit for this expanded role. Rechtenbaugh also stated that she was very excited and grateful for the opportunity and that she looks forward to continuing to support our members, promote our local businesses, and help create events and programs that bring our community together. Lamar's Fire Rescue answered 188 calls for service during the month of May, according to their monthly report. The department responded to 76 911 calls within Lamar's and the surrounding area, 12 investigation calls were answered, 46 special operation calls were received, and 10 requests for services were made to the department. 9 all-staff fire rescue calls were made in total. During May, the Lamar City Council officially appointed Assistant Fire Chief Steve Schwartz to replace outgoing Fire Chief David Shipper, effective upon Shipper's retirement in August. The department also recertified all members in hazardous materials, hosted EMS Week activities, updated Chapter 36 of the Lamar City Code, and assisted in Kingsley after a tornado came through earlier this month. 2 streets in Lamar's have temporarily closed for sanitary and storm sewer work. Part of 18th Street Southeast has been closed down for storm sewer work that's estimated to take 25 working days, weather permitting. A detour route has been established following Central Avenue, 16th Street Southeast, and 4th Avenue Southeast. The other street closure is on 3rd Street Southwest for work on a sanitary sewer tie-in. For questions about the closures, contact the City of Lamar Street Department at 546-5314. State climatologist Justin Glisson says there were more storms in May, but not much precipitation.
Across the state, we were below average by almost 2 inches. We came in as a statewide average about 2.8 inches, and again, that's about two inches below normal.
Glisson says June could help make up for the lack of May moisture.
We are seeing a slight lean towards wetter conditions, and that's a good signal to see as we come out of May drier than normal after the 6th wettest April on record. So June is climatologically the wettest month for most of the state. So we would like to see above average precipitation to kind of cut down on the deficits that we developed in May.
Glisson says the yearly precipitation through May is lagging slightly.
A little over 10 inches, which is just about 0.3 inch below average. So even with those two shoulder months below average, April really saved us in terms of precipitation deficits. Now we have seen drought improvement through spring, but through the end of May, we did see abnormal dryness redevelop across portions of north and eastern Iowa. So this is something we're going to have to look at as we move through June, as we start to ramp up temperatures into July.
Glisson says the dry weather did allow farmers to make good progress in planting. And that's a look at your local news. I'm Sean Power.